Just one last halakha on the laws of Birkat HaMazon that we've been discussing in the past few halakha, halakhot yomit. The question was asked, is there a time that one would make Birkat HaMazon without eating bread? Is there another scenario where Birkat HaMazon applies in the event where a person did not eat bread? Halakha says that if one ate a certain amount of mizonot, that can qualify him also for a Birkat HaMazon. It's actually a machloket amongst the Rishonim, amongst Rashi and the Rambam, what exactly is that shi'ur of mizonot. According to Rashi, the shi'ur is 8 ounces. According to the Rambam, the shi'ur is 6 ounces. So we have a machloket, if it's 6 ounces or 8 ounces. That's what halakha says, if one is going to eat mizonot, one should either eat less than 6 ounces in order not to put himself in a quandary, or more than 8. But if he's going to eat between 6 and 7, so now it's a machlok between Rashi and the Rambam, what is he supposed to do? But let's say in the event the guy ate 8 ounces of mizonot, it's possible a person was eating, let's say, a cake, and he wasn't paying attention. He's eating and eating, all of a sudden he notices that he polished off 3/4 of the cake, and he looks at the ounces, and he ate 10 ounces of the cake, or he's eating cookies, and he ate a half a box, or whatever it is of cookies, it's quite possible. And now he qualifies for a Birkat HaMazon, a regular Birkat HaMazon. One thing should be pointed out, that the law says that if a person is in doubt if he made Birkat HaMazon or not, so it depends. If he ate enough that he satiated, so that his Birkat HaMazon was from the Torah, therefore if he's in doubt, if he said it, he must repeat it. If he ate and he wasn't satiated, if he ate a kezayit, let's say, so then his Birkat HaMazon is only midrabbanan, and in the case of a doubt, he does not go back. The same would apply to mizonot. After he ate 10 ounces of cookies, if he's still hungry, he's not satiated, we should say, and he doesn't know if he said Birkat HaMazon or not, same rule applies, he would not make Birkat HaMazon. But if he ate, after 8 ounces of cookies, of mizonot, and he's full, and now he's in doubt if he didn't make Birkat HaMazon or not, safek doraita lechumrah, and he would have to repeat the Birkat HaMazon as well. So again, halakha lemaaseh, anything more than 8 ounces of mizonot, you do have to make a Birkat HaMazon. If you were satiated and you're in doubt, you would have to repeat it. If you are not satiated and in doubt, you do not, as applies to bread.